This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings, listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and I'm glad to be with you to bring a Bible message. Today I'm reading at the end of Romans chapter 4 and into chapter 5. Romans chapter 4, and in verse 24 we read of Him, that is God, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I want to talk about the important subject of peace. It's a very important subject in this world. We could think much about peace in the world. Tragically, at the present time, there are wars going on, and countries are not at peace between themselves, and efforts are being made to try to bring peace to these warring countries. Peace in the world, peace in these different countries. And then we could also think about peace in local communities where there are many problems between different groups in communities. We could also think about peace in families. And sadly today, there are many families who are broken apart by things that are going on. And then we could also think about peace in marriages. Sadly, not all marriages are peaceful marriages. And these are all very important subjects, very important aspects of peace in these various contexts. But here today, I've been reading about peace with God. And what a wonderful thing it is that we can be in a situation where we have peace with God. We must always remember who God is, that God is a God of righteousness, a God of justice, and He is a God of holiness. He is a God who has a standard, a God who has a standard of perfection, and He demands that standard of perfection from all His creatures. And we know that we have never come up to that standard of perfection. We know that we have all committed offenses against this righteous and holy God. Indeed, the scriptures are clear about that. I'm thinking of Romans 3 and 23 that says that there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So here it's obvious we have committed offenses against this God of righteousness, and we are answerable to God for these offenses that we have committed. And so what a scary thing it would be to think about us one day having to stand before the righteous and holy God and answering to God for the offenses of our lives. But here we have something wonderful in the verses that I have read today. With all of this about the offenses that we have committed against the righteous and the holy God, we turn our minds to Christ. And we know that Christ, He came here. He was born under the law. We read that in Galatians chapter 4 and 4. So He was born under the law, responsible to keep the law, just as others were also responsible to keep the law. But we know that He said Himself, He had not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. He says that in Matthew 5 and 17. The psalmist in Psalm 40, writing prophetically about Christ, he says, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. And so here we think of this one who was born under the law, the one He said He had come not to destroy it, but to fulfill it, the one who delighted in it, that His law was within His heart, and He never broke God's law. But then we read how that He was delivered up. And the same one went to the cross. And there on that cross, he took upon himself the punishment for a broken law, the law of God that was broken. He took that punishment, but he never broke the law. And we know in the legal systems of the world today that those who commit the crimes, they are those who should appear in court. They are those who should take the consequences of the crimes that they have committed. But there on the cross at Calvary, the Son of God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, he went there to take the consequences and the punishment for the law that had been broken by others so that they could be set free from the curse of the law. We read in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 how that although the law has been broken and the law condemns those who have broken it, yet we read in that verse that Christ has set us free from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So here is Christ, the one who came to fulfill the law, the one who kept the law of God entirely. And then on the cross, he took the consequences for the broken law of God, broken by others. And here we read in Romans chapter 4, how that he was delivered up to death, delivered up to the death of the cross because of our offenses, and that he was raised again from the dead because of our justification. Our justification tells us how that we can be declared righteous. We can be declared right in the presence, in the sight of a righteous God. What a wonderful thing that is. And it's only through Jesus Christ. And so Paul continues into chapter 5, and he says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the key. He is the solution for us who have committed offenses against God. He was delivered up for those offenses. He was raised again from the dead for our justification. And now, through faith, that's what Paul says in Romans 5 and 1, being justified by faith. And this faith, it believes what God says. It believes what God says about himself. It believes about what God says about us. And it believes what God says about Jesus Christ, his Son. And the Bible tells us that we need to trust in him. And this faith that we read here in Romans 5 and 1 is faith in Christ. And so Paul says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So how wonderful is this, that although we are living in a world that has been broken by sin, and there's so little peace, it seems, in this world of wars and all that's going on, that here we can experience peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to know that all is well between me and God, and that I have come into a place of reconciliation with God. Me who was away from him, rebellious in my sins and not at peace, yet we read in Scripture how that we can be reconciled to God through the death of his Son. That's how we can be reconciled, only through the death of his Son, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And so here we have it today, clearly written for us in the Scripture, that we can have peace with God, but it's only through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can have this experience with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through faith in him. Thank you for listening to the message today. You are welcome to contact me on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.